Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this November 10th. I'm Daniel Tran. Thousands of protesters from all over Southern California marched through downtown LA today to rally for raising minimum wage. Scott Cook has more.
Thousands of protesters gathered at McDonald's and marched a couple of miles through the streets to City Hall. Their demand? To raise the nationwide minimum wage to $15 an hour. One protester, Marjorie Johnson, says an increase in her paycheck would help both her and her family.
Oh, it could help a whole lot. It will change our lives, and then we won't have to wonder if we could pay the rent today or put food on our tables for our children.
The protest was just one of hundreds that were organized today in cities across the country. In July, McDonald's implemented the policy guaranteeing workers $1 more than minimum wage. But union officials say only about 10% of the fast food chain will be able to adopt this policy. 90% of McDonald's restaurants are not company-owned. LA city and county officials have already approved measures to raise the minimum wage to $15 by the year 2020. Many of the people at today's rally came from cities outside of LA. Scott Cook, Annenberg Radio News.
The new president of LA Police Commission is calling for improvements to the LAPD. Commission President Matt Johnson today unveiled a plan that aims to reduce LA crime and incidents where police use force. Johnson cites what he calls an alarming rise in police shootings and a crisis of confidence with minority residents. Johnson says so far this year there have been 45 officer-involved shootings in LA, compared to just 23 last year. President Obama's immigration plan may be heading to the Supreme Court. The Obama administration says it'll ask the High Court to take a look at a federal court's ruling that bars millions of undocumented immigrants from applying for deportation protection or work permits. Reporter Rachel Kors has the story.
The president's executive actions would provide deportation relief for around 5 million immigrants in two main groups: children and the parents of children who are citizens or lawful permanent residents. For the children of the parents eligible for deportation relief, the actions would stop the constant fear of having their parents deported. Maria Sotomayor is an activist whose parents would be eligible for relief under the program. She spoke at a news conference in LA about her plans to mobilize the Latino vote to advocate for immigration rights on several fronts.
And while this is a setback for our families, it is not over. We will continue to fight as hard as we can for our families, all the way to the Supreme Court, where we will prevail.
California has the highest number of residents who could potentially benefit from the program, and the state attorney general has filed court briefs along with 14 other states in support of the measures. Opponents say the president took action illegally, bypassing Congress. Advocates argue that the actions would give law enforcement the authority to focus on deporting criminals instead of law-abiding residents. Rachel Kors, Annenberg Radio News.
California companies are getting a big break. The State Economic Development Board has approved nearly $44 million in new tax credits for companies in the state. The grant is expected to create more than 7,000 jobs. The credits will be given to 63 companies, ranging from $20,000 to $4 million. LA County officials hope a new measure will lead to more diversity in county arts. Rania Iniftos reports.
Supervisors Hilda Solis and Mark Ridley-Thomas introduced the motion to establish an arts advisory group to figure out ways to better represent the county's underrepresented communities. U.S. Census figures show nearly half of L.A. County's population is made up of Latinos. But a recent Andrew W. Mellon Foundation study found Latinos, African Americans, and Asians are underrepresented in high-level positions at art museums. The county measure will look at how other major cities are dealing with similar disparities in the art community. County supervisors will get an update on how the new program is going early next year. Rania Niftos, Annenberg Radio News.
Award-winning filmmaker Ken Burns can now add Grand Marshal of the Tournament of Roses parade to his resume. The tournament committee announced its decision to appoint Burns to the New Year's Day role this morning. Burns has won 14 Emmys and 2 Grammys in his time as a documentary director. The theme for this year's festivities is Find Your Adventure, which fits in with Burns' 2009 public television series, The National Parks, America's Best Idea. That's it for this hour. For all of us at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Daniel Tran. Thank you.